Blog Talk Radio.
All right, quiet on the set. Quiet.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
You're a darling, you're an angel, and I love ya. But you always get me steamed somehow. You just gotta stop before I blow my top. One of these days, pow! On our honeymoon, I took ya to Niagara, and it ended in a great big row. Oh, you did me wrong, you brought your ma along. One of these days, pow! When my shirts need a button, where are you? When my socks get holy, what do you do? When I come home hungry and upset, a cold dinner and an argument is all I ever get. Though you tell me that you positively love me, maybe I don't understand somehow. Though I'm 6 foot tall, you make me feel so small. One of these days, pow! When my shirts need a button, where are you? When my socks get holy, what do you do? When I come home hungry and upset, a cold dinner and an argument is all I ever get. Though you tell me that you positively love me, maybe I don't understand somehow. Though I'm 6 foot tall, you make me feel so small.
One of these days, pow right in the kisser. One of these days, pow.
Run out.
Baby, you're the greatest.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme. beauty, man. Sunday night, and I haven't done my homework. That's what that reminds me of. Ah, right. Man, it's a miracle we're here, man. This blog talk has been a real testy thing today. But hopefully, everything works out. And I'm sure their team of crackheads is on the job right now trying to fix all the problems. So stay tuned. Hang in there. We have a great show for you today. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. I personally had a very productive weekend. I shall tell you about as soon as the show gets boring and I have nothing else to do. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Archie's Beaver Chips. And new fresh scent foot-in-mouth ball gags. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. You are listening to the Grenache Network, the home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, you're listening to us now. The Possum Hour. No, it's not really the Possum Hour. It's the Possum Hour. Get it straight. If you're going to mention it, just Possum Hour. No the. Not necessary. Okay, Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed Ben J. Grimm, coming to you live from the Baxter Building basement. How do you get there? We're right down the hall. Take a left at the Bailey Banks and Biddle, and there's a stairwell. Go down there. Oh, yuck. Then Friday, it's Friday Night Possum, starring us, a council of experts, and you, a luxurious and beautiful audience that we call the Possum Lounge. Yeah, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
I'm Elm Hill Bill, I'm big and strong. I chop down elm trees all day long. And each of these I place with a smack on an Elm Hill quality all meat pack. The greatest wieners, yes siree, cause wieners are our specialty. They taste so fine, the flavor's true. Vacuum packed to stay fresh for you. Bacon smoked and very lean. Ham's the best you've ever seen. Filled with Elm Hill taste delight. A treat to make your day just right. Tater dogs and barbecue. 54 meats all for you. So when you're at your grocery and you see there the lone elm tree, you'll know the package that it mounts is Elm Hill meats where quality counts.
And there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Yeah, and this here's Carl.
Hey, Carl, what's up, man?
Well, I got me some bad news.
Oh, no!
Meemaw's got the Ebola. Well, she might have been exposed. Ain't sure if she got it or not, but just in case, the whole damn family is in what they call this here quarantine. Hey.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, could be worse. Could be in one of them femur death camps. Hey. I'm locked up here in the shed for about a month. Hey. So I was wondering if you can send me over a few things.
Sure, man. What do you need?
Big Newtons, I reckon. Some floss, a couple Mazagines, oh, and a 21-day supply of Rick Simpson's hemp oil.
Hello.
Well, all right, Dan.
Tribute to one of the greatest in the business, Mr. Chuck Berry. Gone. Well, I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, on my mind. Rattled that Greyhound, I took it into Raleigh, on across Carolina. Well, we stopped in Charlotte, with my fast black fuel, never was a minute late. We were 90 miles out of Atlanta, bound to Southern, rolling out of Georgia State. I want somebody help me get out of Louisiana, help me get to Houston town. Cause there's people there who care a little bit about me, and they won't let the poor boy down. Well, as soon as you're born, they bought me a silk suit, put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque, on a jet to the promised land. Well, way down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreen, there was a little shack made of earth and wood. There lived a little boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play that guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, Johnny, be good. Well, up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math, studying hard and hoping to pass. Well, working your fingers right down to the bone, the guy in the back, he won't leave you alone. Well, ring, ring, goes the bell, the cook in the lunchroom is ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat, you're fortunate if you have time to eat. Well, back in the classroom, open your book, the teacher, you don't know how mean she looks. Cadillac going by 95, bumping the bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Honey, you done started back doing the thing you used to do. We're long distance operator, help me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party, trying to get in touch with me. Well, she did not leave a number, but I know who paid the call. They called my uncle, he took the message, and he wrote it on the wall.
Well,
you possum push, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
The one, the only, man.
Thank you, Fetterman.
The one, the only on my switchboard.
I like
too.
That.
Man, Blog Talk's really been a fucking bear today, man.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Are we at least recording? Do we, are we going to at least have a,
yeah, I'm sure
an archive?
Well, I managed to get into the sound thing about 5:30 or so, and I just didn't. I just kept refreshing the page until 10. I was afraid if I closed
Christ.
It, I'd never get it back. It was crazy town.
Jesus Christ.
Wendy can't call in. I think Multi's having problems. Half the chat room can't hear the show. And the other half, unfortunately, is hearing the show. So, I had my opening line and everything for Wendy. Okay, I'll use it on you. I'm totally out of food. So guess what I ate for dinner tonight?
What you ate for dinner tonight?
Rice-a-roni. Just made a whole box of Rice-a-roni.
A whole box of Rice-a-roni?
Yeah, San Francisco treat, man. I mean, you know, you got to put up with earthquakes, but it's fucking good rice, man.
I'm sure it is.
All right, we have. There's hope on the horizon.
Here's an amazing actor.
Okay.
times as recorded on tape before a live audience.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Good times.
Malt liquor.
He's finally able to patch through. It's Mo.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you,
dear,
baby.
Woo.
All right. Wee. Just in time. What the hell? Look, Blog Talk is updating shit, man, because I got a new player. There's a new player now. It's not the same old player.
Yeah, it's all crazy town, man. It's all crazy town.
It's all a little strip up on the top. So if you go scroll up to the top, or if you look at the top of your browser, man, you'll see it. It's all fucked up, Jack. It don't work right. Nothing work right on this thing.
Rice-a-roni,
baby.
Yeah, that's what eats, man. Eat rice-a-roni, couple biscuits,
man.
And good dinner, man.
When it was cooking, I was like, sitting there going like, oh, my God. And then when I was eating it, I was like, oh, my God, this is like the greatest thing I've ever eaten. You know, because I'm so hungry.
It used to be better. Rice-a-roni used to taste better. But his monkey's little kitchen tip. Put a half a cup of green peas in it just before it's done cooking. You'll thank yourself later.
There you go. Sounds good.
Doesn't make yourself a ghetto grub. Some rice-a-roni, some peas, a couple pieces of broccoli.
Yeah, I think I picked it up in a dollar store, 99 cents, you know, for a box of rice-a-roni.
Was it Food Dog brand? Because that'll give you the shit.
It was the San Francisco treat itself, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good, that's class stuff. That's a deep one.
Good stuff.
At least other people's eyes can hear us.
Yeah, Hope can hear us. Kate Queen can hear us. Gloomy's got no goo. He's no goo for
there
Gloomy.
There are issues, though. I had to refresh my browser a couple of times, and sometimes it will. It'll take 8 or 9 times. Before it'll catch up.
I'll put that in. Stop refreshing, folks.
Yeah, keep refreshing.
That's all you can do.
Oh, boy.
Or you can listen if you can listen on Facebook, right? You can if you put
yeah,
up that
I think
account,
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook, you can run it. So
you can use there. You can go there, but then Facebook knows what you're doing.
Tell them that. Yeah. Put that in the chat. All right.
Yeah,
well, anyway, what do we have on the docket for? It's yodeling night. We'll yodel later. And, that's the other thing about Blog Talk. I can't get in and erase my old files. So it's getting really crowded in here, man. I've got like 3 shows worth of shit, plus the shit that's
I'm sure Benji likes that.
Well, he's way down the other section.
Oh, okay.
He just scrolls. He just has to scroll another hour. Shit, man.
That's good.
Plenty of stuff. All right. Well, you want to get around to blowing something up?
Oh, yeah.
We're waiting on Wendy. Oh, Wendy's getting frustrated.
You ain't got it. You had me at blowing.
Okay. I didn't have anything today, and it was getting late, and I'm like, all right, we got to blow up something. You know, you just can't. Where's the blow up music here? Here we go. Yeah, I had to blow up something. So I said, you know what do I hate? I hate a lot of 80s music, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what?
There is much to be hated in the
1980s. Yeah, so I had Googled the 80s, and I look around. The hair bands, man.
Big hair bands.
Oh, boy. That's why I kind of hate Led Zeppelin now, because they begat the hair bands. Let's face it.
Them.
You know.
Hey, don't be dissing the rock and roll hair bands. They have their place in history, too.
Well, Skid Row is going to get its place in possum history tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
That's right. Skid Row. I don't even really remember them, but, like, I looked up the video, and I went, oh, that'll be easy to blow up. Sure. Let's blow up Skid Row. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fish in a barrel.
18 in life.
Fish in a barrel.
You can go right down the line with those guys too. You got Cinderella. Well, that's a fun.
Yeah.
If you're gonna blow up a hairband, it's gotta be
Poison.
Great White.
That'd be
Have we blown up Great
yeah,
White? Because
yeah.
that's a filthy band. They kill people.
Right. Skid Row. They're up now.
All right.
Gone. It's their big hit, I guess. That's what it said on the internet. The internet never lies.
Say, Mo, I think this tie needs a recap.
So does your head.
Oh!
I walked in to pick up my fucking glasses. I could have stopped calling people dicks.
So they kicked you out?
Yeah. And then the manager called me a dumbass. Like my dad's shit. Shut up! Damn it! Fuck!
Ricky was a young boy.
Damn.
Here we are.
Wendy, you there? Wendy? All right, hang on. Hang on.
Good Lord.
Hold on a second, guys. You guys talk.
Okay.
Talk amongst ourselves. So, Gumby, what's cooking? What's going on?
Hey,
she's going.
Going on.
She's going. How do you do that? How do you do that three-way calling?
Well,
you press, she calls, I press flash, I talk to her, then I press flash again, and we should be back on the show, right?
I don't know.
I used
hold
to
on,
do
me,
that
hold
all
on.
The time.
Decker, let me check. Let me check. My little flip note. I ain't got nothing on that.
Thank you so much. You're a great help.
What are you talking about, liquor man?
Man.
You know, I'm not Mr. Malt Liquor Man. I don't know how to use no buttons on a phone. Flash. Well, you figure that would be how it worked. You'd be like connect, and then the connect button would turn into something like, you know, join call. Or
yeah.
Call.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
I think we're fucking fucked, man.
Yep. Big Daddy G got a message from BTR saying we're having issues. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Gee, you think? Look, Wendy's, I think Wendy's gone off in disgust, man.
Uh-huh. Can't blame her.
Pissed off. No.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? That's
why
fucked up.
Why they gotta keep updating shit? Everything, you know, why fix it without broken people?
Thank you.
To make the, listen, the reason they keep updating is to make the experience easier and more enjoyable.
Yeah, that
must
absolutely.
And have another drink. Thank you, I will.
Yeah.
To justify their jobs.
That's right. Like, hey, what do we do right now?
We've got a team of people.
I got a team of people on it.
Motherfuckers, man.
Well, Decker, time to pull out the old fucking Royal typewriter, blow off the dust, get yourself a new ribbon.
What are you talking about? Letter to the Times?
Letter to the Times. We're going to bypass Blog Talk altogether, and we're going to go to the people that can get things done. Editorial Board of the Times. The paper, the correct name is The Times and Local Penny Saver. Something like that.
Yeah.
And your local congressman. Why not?
All right. Well, cool. In the meantime, if somebody does know how to use that three-way, if somebody knows how to do three-way on the phone.
Because we need Wendy for her free.
Let us know. Okay. Janeway used to do that all the time. I used to know how to do that. All right. Well, we'll split right here for a word from our sponsor.
Okay.
You are listening to the Tut Tut Tuttle Cottage Cheese theme song, played on a theremin. Are there any other questions?
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
It's midnight. You're carrying old frothing slosh, pale stale ale with the foam on the bottom down a lonely street. From the darkness, a voice barks,
"Stick him up!"
You laugh in his face.
I said reach!
You snicker when things get rough.
I take...
It's obvious you laugh at anything. So wait until you see the new Old Frothing Slosh labels. Six different funny labels make Old Frothing Slosh an uproarious party time gimmick. Serve Old Frothing Slosh and hear the gang read the labels aloud. Listen to them laugh. Watch them enjoy the great beer that's inside. Get Old Frothing Slosh wherever you buy beer. No deposit, no return. Buy the six-pack or case. Get delicious beer and plenty of laughs. You see what I mean?
You know I love you so, I'll never, never let you go. You know my love is true, so baby, won't you tell me what you're trying to do? Come home from work at night, everything's supposed to be alright. Trying to do everything I can while you're sitting around drinking with some other man. Work hard and try to treat you right, you're in the street most every night. I've been a fool, but now I'm waking up, I'm getting charged, baby. wouldn't do for you. One day you'll be convinced that everything you're doing, it don't make no sense.
Cake left pissed off. Who else left pissed off?
What if you go to Gumby Loves Jazz? He's got a link, and you click on the little picture that introduces the show, like that little player looking thing, to play it on Facebook and still stay in the chat room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So try that.
Whatever.
Yeah, you can still hear it.
That might work.
Yeah, you can hear it then.
We gotta get the rev on here, man.
I can't believe nobody knows how to click somebody in on a phone. I kind of know everything.
It should be something simple, like, you know, you add that person to the call.
Yeah, I figured you click it, because then I could talk to her, and then I click it again. She should be on the show, right?
Yeah. I mean, there should be. I mean, unless there's no other button, I can't. I don't know what kind of phone you got going.
Not so much. Oh well. I don't use the phone now.
Give me the option of, you know, adding this person.
I don't get calls. I don't get calls too often, man. You know, it's a lonely life. All right, so Cake left. We got Daddy G. I don't think he can hear the show. Ford Prefect, I think he can hear the show now.
Yeah.
Or he heard one word. Maybe. Kent Queen never had any problem.
Yep.
He's the one. He's sucking down all the power on the grid right now.
That's what he's got. He's got his fucking alcohol.
I think Maggie sees Okie Doke. Well, Malt Liquor, man, you're here. You're okay.
Yeah, It took me. Look, a couple of weeks ago, it fucking shut down on me altogether. Couple of weeks later this week now, it's a ping, a sign in. I can do the chat room, but I can't hear it. So I refresh it. I can't hear it, but I can do the chat room. I refresh it again. Everything's working fine. They updated the player. Now it's a pop, so I got like a little, looks like, you know, a little player from Microsoft type of thing. They're fucking with it psychologically is what they're doing.
They're being douchebags.
They're being trained for something.
Fucking mind games. Yeah.
Mind games forever.
Uh-huh.
All right, and Ope can have, Ope's got no problems.
He's okay.
Well, other than Ope's can hear the show, but I don't know about
him. Oh, he's got it made. Living the life of Riley.
Fuck yeah.
Ope's covered. All right, and Quickie. I think Quickie's okay.
I think Quickie can hear.
He's got to go to bed. Go to job.
Hey, don't leave your computer on. Give us help.
Wendy's just not
Reverend
Wendy.
She's here in spirit and trying very hard to get on the show. She couldn't even connect to me. I couldn't even, she, I was going, hey.
All right, well, let's everybody take a second to get a good feeling to get her in. Come on, everybody.
That's it.
Well, today,
that's it. Yep, if you believe in fairies.
That's right. That's right. She says she thinks she got in. Yeah.
All right, see that?
How awesome is this? How awesome is this, ladies and gentlemen? It's big time. Let me do it right.
Uh-huh.
You're my type, baby. A woman.
In my heart, the deep and dark and lonely part watches and waits for after dark.
And the lovely
Irwin Wendy.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Well, that was a clusterfuck.
Hey, good to hear you.
You called that.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
So, I'm out of food. What do you think I had for dinner tonight? No, nah, we did that bit already. The fucking, you know what it is? Mercury's in retrograde.
It is.
You know?
It is. Yeah.
So glad
don't
you're here.
Don't buy any electronics during Mercury retrograde.
That's right.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, don't go outside TV today or any type of thing like that because they'll be junk.
I'm having a real string of good creative luck. I did the, it is one of the funniest cartoons I've ever done this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
They called me, they sent me an email and they said, can you do a picture? They want to do all the reasons why John Kasich is bad for Ohio. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Left wing paper. But I said, they go, can you have Kasich kick in Ohio as if it was like a football? And immediately, a totally different idea came to my head. So I had the map of Ohio, and the Buckeyes,
the news on OSU,
on the OSU logo, they have these Buckeyes. See, these two Buckeyes on a stem. See, and I got them right in the middle of the state there in the Columbus, Ohio area, and he's kicking right in them Buckeyes, right. And then I got Ohio and O, the O's and the O are looking like, oh, geez. I just
you
got kicked in the Buckeyes. Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So
that happened
funny.
To me once. I had to see a doctor. I needed physical therapy.
I giggled.
It was a whole fucking record.
I looked at it and giggled several times. So, and they loved it. So.
You have him crushing the little people in his hands while he's doing it. Crushing.
I kept it simple. I was like, the idea is so strong. You know, there's like one word on it. You know, it's beauty.
Yeah. Simple's funny.
Simple. Especially in an editorial cartoon. The best editorial cartoons have absolutely no words.
Well, I mean, you got one square to make your point. You better make it quick, right?
Right. Bam. That's it. You know. So.
That rice the road. You're living like a king. Cool.
Anyway, that was a home run.
Good deal.
I think we should get a bottle of champagne for next week's show to celebrate.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Champipple. Oh, yeah, and then I finished up, I finished up my little sister's CD cover, and the dude said, he said, man, if I saw a CD with that on the cover, I'd buy it regardless of what was on it. That's a fucking endorsement.
People do
so
judge
may,
a book by its
yeah.
cover. I bought
yeah,
books
absolutely.
Just because of the cover.
I most certainly do. I'm that shallow, I'll admit it.
Yeah.
That's why I have so many Carly Simon CDs.
you like them nipples.
He is a fucking stinky bastard.
Yeah.
He's a stinky bastard.
And all those Harlequin romances that you read? Fabio with the chick on there.
They might have covered.
When I was a kid, I got into Edgar Rice Burroughs because of the Frank Frazetta covers. I thought, you know, and I got into his artwork and stuff. So, yeah. Judge a book by its cover, not a good idea, but everybody does it. That's what happens. It's life in the big city. Get used to it. Same with Blog Talk Radio. Man, I really didn't think we were going to have a show, man. It was not going to let me upload anything. You'll get nothing and like it. But here we are.
We kind of have a sporadic show at best. No.
Well, I think we're on a roll now. I think we're on the right path.
Yeah, we got it. We got
we're on a Kaiserbun to freedom.
People are leaving, and they're clearing up some.
Well, yeah, most of the possums that couldn't get on have given up, but. In the spirit.
I'm a little bit of my 22 or my 40.
No,
you don't want my volumes at full blast in the chat room, nothing.
Wow.
Try it again next week,
it'll work fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, because it's time once again for 3 minutes you'll never get back. Now, as we learned last Friday, the ugliest accent in the United States is the Pittsburgh accent. All right?
Yes.
We're loud, we're proud, we're going downtown.
And it's very bizarre. You guys deserve
it. It is a weird fucking accent, man.
Some of the words aren't even close.
Yeah, I know. It's a unique world unto itself, Western Pennsylvania is. And I survived it.
Everybody wants that focus.
Everything's great when you're downtown.
That one and the Beatles, I'm down. I'm down. I'm really down. I'm down, down on the ground. 3 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to tell her.
Think I talk weird. I got a mullet and my Aunt Gertrude's got a beard. Our rivers are stanky. Our beer can taste like pee. A sandwich is made of pork, coleslaw, French fries, and cheese. We don't wear seat belts. Drive my pappy Trans Am, and on the radio Led Zeppelin is a new band. Shut up and drink, you're barely even pregnant. That's what you get for growing up in Pittsburgh. Wake up and shake the ashes off your carpet. That's what you get for growing up in Pittsburgh. We won the Super Bowl. We bleed the gold and black. Many of our girls are big enough to play fullback. Don't be a jag-off. Yins are so heavy with me. I'm heading downtown to pick up that doohickey. Shut up and drink, you're barely even pregnant. That's what you get for growing up in Pittsburgh. Wake up and shake the ashes off your carpet. That's what you get for growing up in Pittsburgh. Get out your couch and chair. The Penguins on the tooth out there. Cindy Crosby's got big hair. I saw him at Station Square. Needs a gum band. I need to red up this hat. I need some jumbo down at Giant Eagle. Down at Giant Eagle. That's the big bird. Can I get a pie? For growing up in Pittsburgh. Wake up and shake the ashes off your carpet. That's what you get for growing up in Pittsburgh.
Hello?
Oh my God, Steve, we won the cup!
Oh my God, I know, I can't at the lake.
Oh, my God, did they see the game?
Yeah, they were at the bar.
Oh, my God, they were at the bar. We didn't bet the bar.
Yeah, they had quite
a... They were all down there.
Super buffet.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Very good 3 minutes.
Man,
I'm putting French fries in all my 7-Eleven sandwiches now.
And some coleslaw.
Make some coleslaw, yeah. Yin's got it.
Yeah, all the Pittsburgh people I know, they were all proud of being voted the ugliest.
Well, what else can you do at that point? You know, you have to, you have to roll it.
But that's how they are in Pittsburgh, man. There's like this pride, this xenophobic pride, you know? If it's from Pittsburgh, it's great, you know? And if it's not, it sucks. That's how they think.
I'll roll with it.
If we got the, and you know, we're the best at something, the best at the ugliest accent. God damn it, we're proud of it. I saw the weirdest fucking frightening thing. This is not funny. This is creepy
you
as
look
fuck.
In the mirror. We couldn't help it.
Yeah. And then I looked at this. This guy, you know, they score a goal in soccer, and then a guy does a backflip or something like this.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
Son of a gun scores a goal, does a backflip, dead. Bam!
Oh.
Broke his neck.
Oh, there was another guy. Remember we talked about him? He had a heart attack on the field and died right there. Remember?
Yeah.
But this is so unnecessary.
Fucking thing, and
I mean,
then he
you know.
Over.
This is shit and
giggles. It's a deadly game. It's a deadly
good
game.
Lord almighty, man. That was, you know,
yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a pretty stupid way to go. That's a Darwin. That's a Darwin right there.
Yeah, it is.
He's not even part of the game. He was hot-dogging it, huh? Hamming it up.
Exactly. That's what I thought. And there it lies the
lesson.
Don't be a hot dog, ladies and gentlemen. Score your goal and, you know, go on with it.
Be humble.
You know?
Be humble. Be humble and live.
Be humble and lovable. Right.
That's right.
So
even
good
if
news.
You die, everyone will always say you were humble and lovable.
Wendy, you there? Wendy?
Yes,
you're
I
there.
Am.
Okay. Good news. You know, that's it's Ebola that's sweeping the country. You know, how many new victims do we have since the weekend?
I think 1 million people are dead so far, Decker, and 1 million more.
A million
have
died?
Yeah, I'm like, that's what I've seen. I heard on MSNBC, Fox, CBS, CNN. We're all dead. Don't fucking worry about it. It's cool. We got plenty of body bags and FEMA coffins, so everyone's going to be accommodated.
Well, good news. And Carl called it, man. Marijuana can protect you from Ebola. Ha ha. See?
For real?
And now, cannabis can combat Ebola virus, baby.
Hold on,
nice.
I'm gonna pack me a bowl of anti-Ebola right now as we speak.
This so abides. I mean, come on, man. You know? And you know, even if it
cure-all.
Does, it ain't gonna hurt, you know.
Worth a try.
Uh-huh.
Hey, worth a shot.
At least you won't worry about it.
Why the
like
hell
too,
not?
Man.
Yeah, at least just eat yourself to death instead. I'll have some more Doritos with cheese.
There you go. Build up your immune system.
Half a box of Rice-A-Roni, in fact. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Making a box of Rice-A-Roni at 3 in the morning. All right.
Reminder, I am not going to be here Friday.
I know. Well, I got a gig till 10, so we're going to just scotch this Friday.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
No show. No Friday show this week. So.
I can't be here on Friday either, too. That's a good thing. I got
no
a.
No shit.
All right.
I got some probation things to take care of.
At midnight.
Gotta see
it. Cool.
Gotta see
yeah,
it.
Well, I won't be home till midnight. If I get caught, I'll be breaking probation.
I did.
But even
Wolfie
has something to do. I live a sad life.
Well, come hang out with me, man. I'm just, we're going to party. That's all. I'm going out of her town.
We'll work this thing out.
Come hang out with me,
together.
Man. We're going to have a good time. Me and you, we're going to jazz it up.
You can come to the homecoming football game with me in the pep assembly.
Ooh,
all right.
I love it. Oh,
yeah,
it's
cool.
Only if you're going
to
weigh your
I have to dress up. My kids are on the homecoming
if they win, I'm doing a backflip.
So I have to walk them out.
Saddle shoes.
Field or whatever. And
penny lotions. With a penny, right? Tiny brand new
shoes. I like saddle shoes.
You would, you sick
one. Who does that? They're so cute.
Uh-huh.
I used to have these pair of Doc Martens that look like wingtip saddle shoe-ish. I loved them.
Likey.
They were awesome. Yeah.
All right. Showbiz news. Tony. Well, he's known by his name. Inky Mendez, the long time cue card man for David Letterman, 21 years. He's not gonna be there for the last episode.
Well, he's coming down for breakfast.
He got canned, man. He got all fucking japped up over this guy who was giving him the business, and he roughed him up a little bit. They filed surcharges, and they said, "There's the door, Inky." But that's okay. He's gonna get paid for the whole run and get his severance and everything. So, no harm, no foul. Although, who knows? I don't know if they're gonna press charges. But Inky,
I'd like to get beat up by a guy named Inky.
Inky needs to simmer down.
Yeah, man, you can't be going flying off the handle. Fucking relax yourself. Fucking chill out. Let it just flow.
Simmer down. Simmer down.
What do you got to do to piss off a card man?
Oh, this guy was chumping him like, you're the cue card boy or something. I don't know.
You've been the cue card boy for 15 years, you chump.
Yeah,
When you going
to
ask for a raise?
Inky felt he was trying to push a wedge between Dave and himself, see? And Inky took umbrage with that.
That's why you can't let that kind of shit. What you do is you foster that relationship.
Exactly,
you don't
dude.
Fuck with the other guy.
You know what he should have done? He should just fucking ignored it and went on, and everything would have been cool. But no, Inky had to fucking get all fucking weird and
sometimes
now it's all
fucked
up.
Sometimes people have to know when to say when.
That's
you
right.
know,
well,
you,
what
you
done,
really hit the nail on the head, Reverend Wendy. You really
Inky's
did.
What he
should have
done is foster his relationship with Dave. And really fucked with the dude.
You don't want to make Inky mad.
Don't. Jesus. All right. What do we got here? all right. Anybody stalker anybody? This gal, she'd gone out with this dude a couple times, And I guess he'd had her over to the crib. He probably boinked her. Who knows? They don't say in the article, but,
But you read these.
It was over. It was over for him. It was over. Not over for her, though. She they found her wedged in his chimney. Trying to enter his home.
Well, she dressed as Santa Claus in December.
So
the firefighters.
I was just paying him back because he got wedged in her chimney once.
Yeah, Wendy, you better check your chimney. You probably got a whole shitload of guys stuck in there.
No, I hope you got no.
Especially before you light any fires, man, you want to make sure that flue is clear.
Oh, I've been starting fires every night. I'm just glad no bats got in. So.
Oh,
that's always a plus. You don't want no fucking bats. Man, they still squink under a door like a fucking half an inch, quarter inch.
They will. I've seen it happen. It's creepier than fucking shit, man.
My mother had a friend.
No, this house is notorious for bats.
Shit, you better get yourself a little pellet gun or something, you know?
Some garlic.
Pellet racket. Pellet racket.
Don't forget the, you know, you sleep in the bat net or something, ain't there some kind of net?
Yeah. I don't know. What else do you need for bats?
I think I burned them.
You need a candelabra.
Bat.
That's what you need.
A can, and don't forget
the
candle.
I have one.
Oh, well, then you're set.
And a harpsichord. Do you have a harpsichord? Because if you don't, you're dead.
Harpsichord would help. That's not mandatory.
No, I got an auto harp.
An auto harp will do.
An auto harp, I guess. Yeah, it'll do in a pinch. But put it on a stand
I'm
and give it a little
stool. I'm trying to
learn
the Carter Wick one of these days if I can sit down long enough.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
Shall we pull the string?
Pull the string.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Oh,
every day.
They don't make them like that anymore, ladies and germs.
I can fucking
roll. Right now. Tiny Tim. The great one. Well,
dumb
I guess Jackie Gleason's the great one. But Tiny is pretty fucking great. So. We've heard from both of them tonight here on the Possum Hour.
Yes.
How awesome is that? What other show is going to play you? Jackie Gleason, Tiny Tim. Who else do we fucking have? That crazy
yeah, that
thing.
Man, that
with
was
the Pittsburgh.
Jamming. That was jamming, dude. That was jamming.
What, Tiny? You like that?
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to admit it and say, look, the vocals was kind of a. It didn't fit to me. But the band was fucking hot.
Yeah.
To answer your question, no other show. Not a one.
Well, there was one other show, but they got canceled after one show.
That's right. Because they were playing that.
Well, they didn't have Art Paul Schlosser.
I mean, if you ain't got him, then you're shit. I'd rather you see a pile of shit than something that ain't got no Art Paul.
But unfortunately, tonight, we don't have any Art Paul Schlosser.
Oh, thank God.
11:04. I was wondering when he would be mentioned. All right.
I burnt some sage this afternoon in the corner of my oven. Just to be like, you know.
I thought to myself. Still
freaky the bandit.
yikes. What do I have, though? I don't remember. I thought it was a good show. Okay, we got the yodel coming up.
We didn't even have Carl today, did we?
Yeah, we did. Carl.
Oh, there we go.
He needs the, send him some Fig Newtons. Fig Newtons floss. And some Mazagines and hemp oil.
He was so memorable, you remember verbatim.
Yeah. Good thing I spent the time doing that because it certainly was memorable. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, how about a word from our sponsor?
There you go.
The name of the game is Connect Four.
Gotcha. Four cross. One more game.
Object, connect four of your checkers in a row while preventing your opponent from doing the same. But look out, your opponent can sneak up on you and win the game.
I win.
Where? I can't.
Here, diagonally.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Connect Four, the vertical checkers game from Milton Bradley.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
I won.
Gotta get on.
what the fuck that was, man.
I could hear it on the phone. It's one of those rock and roll things that don't come off.
Yeah, it's one of them rock and roll kids.
Goddamn, rock and roll is going to kill us. It's going to turn us all into drug addicts and zombies.
I hear you.
Inky Mendez and the cue card.
Gateway to bath salts.
Gateway to bath salts. And then how long is it before you're chewing off somebody's motherfucking face?
I know.
And then you got Ebola because they sneezed on you before they died.
Well, dude.
But they secreted. I got to go to the doctor. Someone secreted on me.
I'd have to say yes.
Did we lose Decker? Decker, are you there?
Probably. I went down at the way you're
going. He must be speechless. He's amazed at our comic ability. I was going to say, I heard that Connect Ford commercial, and I was like, when I was a kid, I wanted that for Christmas. And my mother said, well, get a fucking checker set and throw it at your sister.
Save some time.
There you go. You got two games in one.
We lost Decker.
Fantastic.
Oh,
welcome
great.
To Blog Talk Radio, where the shit is crappy and the crap is shit.
I don't remember playing games when I was a kid.
No?
I was never into board games.
I remember I played Clue. I played Monopoly. I played Parcheesi.
I played Parcheesi. Yeah, that's right.
Played
and Life.
Games.
I used to play the game of Life. Remember that?
What was it?
Life?
Operation. I always wanted
Operation.
Yeah.
Hey, you like to go into the bread basket, didn't you?
Make his little nose.
You
want
to take all those little bones out and all that stuff on here. Oh, I love Risk. I'm clean plate Risk.
Yeah, Risk was a
Risk
good game
awesome.
Too. He got a little older. Yeah, Risk was great.
That thing takes forever, though.
No, it don't really. I mean, you can play a game, you have some drinks. I remember my older brother and my uncle.
It takes all night.
They come over and they play it. No, it don't. It takes you about 4 hours. I mean, shit, how long Monopoly take you? You'll set up a game and then you'll be playing in the morning like, leave me the fuck alone. I won't get $100. Yeah. I got to roll my dice.
I think that's why
really,
I never played Monopoly.
Really, if you look at politics and war and everything, it's just like the Risk game. It's like, okay, we're going to take over this area so we can go in that area. But I'm always slow and sweet, and no one ever wants to, like, attack me because I'll just, like, take over my little country and take my card.
Oh, I would
take over
one or two.
And everyone's, like, always daring to be great and spread themselves too thin, and then here comes the little underdog comes in and wins.
Let's play
pretty sneaky, sis.
Very sneaky, sis. Sissy won me one time. I beat her at everything. Everything.
Yeah. Well, I believe Decker's back. He's just eavesdropping now.
I don't know.
See how he is.
You know what it is? I think he fell asleep. I think we bored him.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I'm a guest. I called in as a guest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I got snuffed
hey,
as the host.
Hold on. Let's do it right. Hey, we got a guest calling in. We don't know where he's from. What's his number?
Our host is dropping a deuce, but if you want to fill in, we'll come back.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about 911.
Tonight's episode, For the Love of God.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. Please turn down your radio.
Fucking egg, man.
No,
you
got to
do that Friday when we play the game.
Jeez,
man.
We have somebody.
Crazy. I was like, I tried to call back in as the host. It wasn't nothing. I got no joy, man. I'm like, fuck. Guess I'll try the guest call-in number.
Fall the fuck apart, this PTR.
I know. I'm gonna have to write a song about it and record it.
You should.
It's really, it's ticking
immediately after the show
shit.
While it's fresh.
No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Back. Me off.
No, you need to do it while it's fresh.
Start yodeling. Hold it.
Okay.
Yodel-ay, yodel-ay.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
Hiya, babe.
Things around like that, eh?
Yodel.
I've heard the songs of opera stars, I've heard a lot of jazz. I've heard the rumba and the rhythm so swing that the modern orchestra has. I've heard the barn dance fiddlers and heard the square dance call. But the coyotes wail on the silent trail, the sweetest song of all.
Persevered, man. We're almost done. We're in the clear, man.
Somehow. Hope it's better Friday.
Well, Friday we're not gonna be here.
Yeah. I was thinking of, I'm just saying 90 minutes we pulled through.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's hope that we'll give Blog Talk a week to get their fucking shit together, you know what I'm saying? Then we out of here.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck me.
Yeah, maybe they can, you know,
figure out their fucking end of the box.
Get their P's and Q's in order there. Crying out loud.
That's right, their P's and Q's.
They're over there smoking their weed. They don't care about
us. A bunch of young hippies
with
their ideals. Anti-war and...
Tie-dye shirts.
They're sloganeering.
Yeah.
Disrespecting their church.
Long haired.
Hippie freaks.
For their respect.
Oh, boy. Yankee Mendez. What are you going to do? I just got to get... You know, think of Inky. Think of Inky.
Anger management.
He'll probably get a movie deal or a reality show.
A reality show?
Fucking, yeah, you'll see him on A&E or something.
Yeah.
You know,
Mama.
You have the Broward County.
Yeah.
Let's get a petition together to get him to replace Letterman.
There you go.
The Inky, late night with Inky.
Late night with Inky. You don't like it? You can lump it.
He'll kick right. your ass.
You like apples?
Yes, you don't like it.
Fucking apples.
Don't fuck with Inky.
Don't fuck.
Inky Dinky Bill. Who the fuck are you?
With Inky. Alright, something cute real quick. A quickie or something like that.
Yeah, it's very quick.
Oh boy. Well, you know, you don't want to hear that one. How about this one? Here's a quickie.
Vi hade kåk i Fredhäll, vi hade frid i vårt käll. Vi hade kaffe med doppa och radio med Tore Skogman. Sen fick vi television, då blev det annan fason. Nu är vår tillvaro fylld av en jublande. Hon har ändrat perspektivet på möblemanget i själva livet. Vi vill ma, här kommer Vilma. Jabbe dabbe, håll för hörorna och ge halv ut i en sen ålders
chevall. Oh yeah.
Pickle your knees in honey, pickle your knees in peace. But if you want the sweetest knees in the business, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Pickle your knees in cheese, pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. A woman of 62 went and pickled her knees in glue. Then before my contemptuous eyes, dum dum, she attempted to rise. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in.
Man, them jokers was big, size of a quarter doggone. He said, kapoya, kapoya, and your boy that.
All right. Am I still on? Hello?
Yes, you are.
All right.
Booyah, baby.
Booyah. Wackiness.
Dr. Payne is what I'm going to call you from now on.
I've had enough of this. I take my cue cards and go home.
Good Lord. Take a rolling pin to that one. I think we can squeeze a little more out of it.
Alright.
Pretty sure Ann Sheridan was a sweetheart, man.
At ease. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Well, I'm sorry everybody had a hard time tonight, man. It wasn't my fault. For a change.
Yeah. But, that's a good stuff.
I blame Halliburton. Why not?
Halliburton. Yeah.
Halliburton. Halliburton's good.
Ebola.
Good.
Ebola.
I blame Ebola too.
Uh-huh.
Ebola.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
shit,
ISIS. ISIS.
Yep. Did
ISIS.
You put a chemical suit on before you started the show? That might have been the problem.
Oh, always. Uh-huh. Palestinians. Palestinians.
Uh-huh.
No,
it's
the Bedouins.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course it's the Bedouins.
Inky Mendez.
Could be,
what I'm saying.
It could have been the Inky Dinky Doos.
The Inkies.
They have a terrible tribe of people.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever.
Cheat, cheat, chang, cheat, 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 whatever.
I do love that part. I do love that part. Ching, 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 chong, ching, 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 chong, whatever.
I like go that long. And the W stands for, and he doesn't say it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because he doesn't know. He'll say something like, fucking George. W stands for gun. But he was supposed to say Winchester. He's so
I know, Wendy.
I'm doing fine.
Great. Did you have a good weekend?
Did you know Oscar De La Renta died?
No.
Yeah.
Did anyone have him in the death pool? Oscar De La Renta.
I don't know.
I think I had
I don't think so. That name don't sound familiar.
So,
seriously.
Gumby had Bob Mackie, didn't he?
No, he had Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger, that was it.
Yeah,
hey, did anyone have David Green Glass?
No.
It's about time that jerk off died.
Who's that? Who's that?
That's Check the guy that did his sister, the Rosenbergs.
Oh, Rosenberg he thinks on the Rosenbergs, yeah.
Yeah. That prick lived to 92.
Well.
Of course he did. He's a fucking lizard, man. He's a lizard.
Give him one.
They're all lizards.
This is for thinking on a Rosenberg. You see, because the Rosenbergs were probably mostly innocent.
It was probably deep inside there was filthy hippies.
He was just as guilty as they were. And that's
they're
why
all filthy,
she,
though.
I think
they're
she
all...
just hyped it. That's all she did. They were small potatoes.
It's a big circle, man. All of them are a big circle eating each other as they go along.
They fried them fuckers, man. The electric chair. That's a hell of a fucking awful way.
Right. I'd have been like, my one request is have my baby sit right here on my lap when I go.
I'd say, you know,
come
my
on,
last words would be, if I piss my pants, you got to clean it up, asshole.
Yep.
No, come on, asshole. Sit right on me with your clip off.
You know, fuck you. Be my last words.
Not only that, but we knew who all the spies were. We just fried them because TV was new. The media was new. We had to give somebody up to the public. Like, these are the bad guys. We caught them.
Bastards.
Dickos.
All right. Well, we better prepare the transporter and whatnot.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Before we're turned off altogether.
Oh, jeez.
It could happen.
I've been waiting for the plug to be pulled. In fact, a couple of times I thought it was, so. We made out like fat rats tonight. One in the plus column.
Somehow, we did it again. If not, we did it again.
Well.
They try.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. We'll go on.
Try harder, though.
Try harder, boy.
Uh-huh.
All right, what do you say? Gilligan!
Just sit right back in your
The weather started getting.
Yo estoy gran amor de pobre Santa de Po, which is and that man you
millionaire
Jimmy's box.
And Marianne.
Pinky.
They're all cheating.
It's just a tale of our castaways. Yeah, for a long fucking
first,
time.
Hey, Mr. First.
The thing
you try to, end this song and it won't end. Because it just keeps going on and on. It will be over and we'll be out of here. No phone. No motor car. Not a single. No BTR.
Fall on your hand. And you got a little bamboo car.
You're not even worth
living. You got a phone
enough radio. And Lovey.
We're on
Doogie Bob.
And Lovey.
Energy!